This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. House of Representatives lawmakers urge government to promptly address shortage of cooking gas. Stress the need for scientific system to map and record household gas uses. Prime Minister Valendra Shah holds a discussion with Rashtriya Swatantra Party MPs representing Sudhapashim province on development concerns. And Qatar says diplomatic efforts are ongoing to find a solution to the U.S.-Iran conflict. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers have urged the line ministry and subordinate bodies to promptly address the shortage of cooking gas across the country, including in the Kathmandu Valley. During the discussion on the management of cooking gas supply in today's meeting of the Industry, Commerce and Labor and Consumer Interest Committee under the House of Representatives, they wanted the Minister of Industry, Commerce and Supplies to manage the situation. Similarly, Committee Chair Rahabar Ansari called for separate supplies for LPG gas for households and commercial and industrial users. He also stressed the need for a scientific system to map and record household gas uses. Meantime, Industry, Commerce and Supplies Minister Gauri Kumari said that the ministry was facilitating LPG distribution, while ministry officials expressed confidence that the current shortage would ease as monthly imports increased to around 50,000 metric tons. MPs from the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party representing Sudhapashim province have expressed their commitment to raising their voices in Parliament about the good works carried out by the government. In a meeting with Prime Minister Balendra Shah at his office, the lawmakers praised the government's efforts to promote good governance and said that they would help communicate its initiatives to the public through Parliament. The lawmakers also raised various issues in their constituencies, including road safety, healthcare, infrastructure, border management, agriculture and river erosion. According to the lawmakers, Prime Minister Shah responded positively and pledged to address their concerns. Lawmakers have demanded that the government form a judicial committee to investigate recent incidents that occurred in Sunsari and the Tarai Madhes. Seeking time in the House of Representatives session today, they called for a thorough and impartial investigation into such incidents. Meanwhile, a resolution of the urgent public importance related to the condition and management of landless scooters has been presented in the House of Representatives today. The proposal presented by leader of the parliamentary party of the main opposition, Nepali Congress Bhishma Raj Angdembe, is seconded by CP and UML chief whip Ain Bahadur Mahar, Nepali Communist Party chief whip Yuvaraj Dulal, and Shram Sanskriti Party chief whip RM Rai. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast a significant rise in water levels in small rivers and streams across 30 districts in Nepal today. The department has warned of a moderate risk of flash floods in small rivers and streams. People residing along the river banks and low-lying areas have been urged to remain vigilant, regularly follow updated weather and flood advisories, and take necessary precautions. The House of Representatives State Affairs and Good Governance Committee today endorsed a bill to place the National Investigation Department under the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, rejecting opposition proposals to keep under the Home Ministry. During the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Subhita Gautam, said that the intelligence agency's specialized role made it more appropriate to operate under the Prime Minister's office. She also argued that the Home Ministry already oversees routine law enforcement, crime investigation and internal security through the Nepal Police and Armed Police Force. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal has said that the government is on the path to achieving economic prosperity. Speaking at a program organized by the Foreign Ministry's Economic Diplomacy Division today, Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal said that international aid and trade continue to play a crucial role in Nepal's economic prosperity. He also stressed the need for Nepal to enhance its participation in and benefits from global aid and trade. The foreign minister said that the government was working to clarify its priorities despite geopolitical and resource constraints. The Ministry of Health and Food Safety has launched a pre-screening service for newborns and pregnant women for testing, treatment and management of sickle cell and thalassemia. The ministry has provided a maximum financial assistance of 100,000 rupees to four patients with sickle cells and thalassemia for treatment and an additional facility of 200,000 rupees through health insurance. Responding to health-related questions raised by lawmakers at the House of Representatives today, Health Minister Nisa Mehta informed that the government has been providing pre-testing, treatment and medicines in various hospitals for prevention, identification and treatment of sickle cells, especially among the Tharu community of Western Tarai. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break. सजिलो छ है एड दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ हातमा एड दि एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एड दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Home Minister Sudhan Gurung is holding a dialogue with the family of Ravindra Mehta. The meeting is underway at Maharaj Ganj-based Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital. 22-year-old Ravindra was injured on July 26 in the Kaptan Ganj incident of Sunsari district and died today in course of treatments. Earlier, Home Minister Gurung held separate meetings with the leaders of Hindu and Muslim communities today itself. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Khadagraj Patel, has said that the tourism bill needs to be amended promptly to properly manage the development of the tourism sector. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the International Relations and Tourism Committee, the tourism minister said that the proposed tourism bill should be updated to incorporate modern trekking routes, wellness, cultural and adventure tourism and other emerging areas. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Qatar's foreign minister says diplomatic efforts are ongoing to find a solution to the U.S.-Iran conflict and all mediators are working closely to facilitate negotiations and exchange proposals between the countries. Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson Majid Al Ansari says that the state of Qatar has a clear position and that is to go back to the normal situation in the Strait of Hormuz. In a news conference moments ago, Al Ansari said there is currently no clear timeline for when an agreement could be reached, but the foreign ministry hopes to reach an agreement as soon as possible. More than 150 migrants have been rescued after the boat that they were using to cross the channel caught fire on Tuesday morning, French authorities have said. The BBC cited the French maritime prefecture of the channel and North Sea as saying that the boat was attempting to cross the UK when its engine caught fire. It said 157 people have been rescued and are being taken to port Boulogne-sur-Mer. There are no reports of anyone having been injured or killed. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather throughout the country. There is a chance of light to moderate rain or snowfall at some places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces. There is also a chance of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at many places in the hilly and Terai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini provinces, and at some places in Madhes province and the hilly regions of Karnali province and the hilly and Terai regions of Sudhupashim province. Similarly, there is also a chance of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly and Terai regions of Kosi province, the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, and Madhes provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives lawmakers urged government to promptly address shortage of cooking gas, stressed the need for scientific system to map and record household gas usage. Prime Minister Valendra Shah holds a discussion with Rashtriya Swatantra Party MPs representing Sudhupashchim province on development concerns, and Qatar says diplomatic efforts are ongoing to find a solution to the US-Iran conflict. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.